We're speaking to Chrissy Rock on her new book, Scouse, Choppers and Space Hoppers, A Liverpool Life of Happy Days and Hard Times. Great title. Good afternoon, Chrissy. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Great to have you on, Chrissy. And it's a great title for a book. I think it really does sum up that era, doesn't it, the title?
Oh, yeah, because Space Choppers, Space Hoppers was the thing you played on if you couldn't afford a bike. And the choppers is what you wanted, and Scouse is what we eat.
Now, I was born in 1976 in Derby, but I did have a chopper, and I loved that as well. Why write about this at this time, Chrissy, for you? Because I think we need a bit of nostalgia. We need to look back on those times. The world's in a bit of a bad place at the moment.
I know. I just thought they asked me to write another book, and I thought, well, I've done an autobiography, and I didn't put everything in that, so there's nothing more else to say. And then he said, well, talk about outside, when you played, where you come from, what it was like. And so we just done all that. So I just thought, but it was a good for me because my brain was stuck in all the bad things that had happened.
Yeah.
And I'd completely forgot about all the good things that had happened.
Yeah. We sometimes, we look back with rose-tinted glasses, but we're talking about you were, I think, I don't want to give your age away here, Chrissy, but I'm going to say you were born in 1958. So you were a little girl during the Beatles and the Cavern and all that sort of stuff and Cilla Black.
I know.
Yeah. And it must have been a great time to be growing up in Liverpool in that respect.
It was, because I remember we all got took down to Lewis's. That's a big shop on the corner. Yeah. And we were all, it was by the Adelphi, it's facing the Adelphi Hotel.
Oh, yeah.
And we're all going, well, I was going, what are you for? And this, posh car went, whoosh, and everyone screaming, it was the Beatles.
Oh, wow.
So, you're seeing them, but you didn't know at the time who they were.
Yeah.
Because we were more interested in waiting for Father Christmas to come down on his flute. we wait for him, but who are these?
And I suppose, because London was the swinging 60s and all that, and Liverpool was probably the second city where things were really happening. And I spoke to somebody who lived in Yorkshire at the time, and they said that the swinging 60s passed our village by because it was very, very traditional. But Liverpool, I suppose, was quite hip at the time, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, but we didn't see it like that. You see, I was the last in the generation. My age group was the last in the generation to be born in the old Liverpool before it all got knocked down and regenerised. So... Yeah. I remember that, where all the old houses
got
torn down and seeing all people who were bewildered and then thrown in high-rise flats. They were like prisoners.
Do you think that I'm thinking like the 70s now and that era of growing up middle in working class background and so on, do you think that's kind of not around so much as it was? Because I was from a council estate in Derby and you kind of made do with what you had, so like you say, having the space opera was like a massive thing, wasn't it, to have that?
But the thing is, it was, everyone looked after each other.
Yeah.
Nobody had nothing but what we had. Shared.
Yeah.
And I remember when they knocked all the houses, the tenements down, and we got moved to this posh house. Well, it was posh for us. We hadn't seen four bedrooms before. Yeah. We hadn't seen a wall that didn't have damp on it.
Indoor toilet.
I know. And you're like, two toilets, one upstairs and one downstairs.
Wow, you were posh.
And my mother's going, don't think I'm buying more toilets. So we were like mortified. And then all of a sudden, someone got, a bit of an extra nice net, and then all the walls started going around their houses. And you thought, years ago when we were kids, we'd get kept down, and end and play. But that was normal because the kids up the end that we shouldn't have been, they were women scrubbing steps with sandstone, and we were like making noise and kicking balls against the wall and playing two balls. And so, but when you're seeing that thing go round walls and you think, oh, why have they done that?
Yeah.
It was to say, like, this is my space, can I have
it? Yeah, this is our territory. We, you know, I remember when I was a kid, we were out doing stuff, climbing trees, building dens, playing games on the street. You know, we used to play Kirby with the football and stuff. And it just seems like those days have gone by and everybody's a beast now, of course. You're not allowed to go out and have fun.
I think what happened there is when you went out years ago to play, yeah. You went out to play, you had a can, you had, you know, a roof, a stick, which was a bat and ball, and you went out, and if kids fought, they had a fight, and if they were down on the floor, they'd pick them up, shake their hands and get off.
Yeah.
Now, it's frightening to go out.
Yeah.
So many stabbings and beatings and gangs and... So, really, it is a horrible situation for them young lads and girls to be in.
Yeah, because absolutely.
If they're not getting stabbed, they're getting bashed up and videoed on YouTube, and it's horrible. Yeah. It must be frightening to be a teenager in today's society. That's what I think.
Well, I know, Chrissy, I know you know Spain quite well. So we're in Malaga, and I've got my two little kids. We're bringing. I'm 42, and I've got a couple of yeah. young Todd. Well, a 6-year-old and a 2-year-old, a 3-year-old.
Yeah.
And here, like in Spain, the children. You know this because you've been in Spain. The families yeah. are looked after. That you know they're all out together. It's a very much a family orientated thing, yeah. which is probably what it was back yeah. in your era, back in Liverpool.
I know that's what it was.
Yeah.
All you know, everyone stayed together, and you went to your nana's for your dinner, but no, because nobody had a dinner. So someone took a packet of spuds, someone took a tin of peas, someone took whatever. And you'd all ate together what you'd actually yeah. shared. And it sounds like I'm going to repeat myself, but in today's society, you know, you've got people who just want to let, they're either federal kids or prisoner kids.
Yeah. Well, it's quite an insight. And, of course, you're coming out of the Second World War. I mean, it's still, just a few decades after the Second World War, so was there still a lot of remnant of what had gone on, you know, obviously a lot of poverty still from that era.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember years ago, because we had a big bad blitz in the May Blitz during the war. I don't remember it. And when all the houses were getting pulled down, and I went, Hitler never done this much damage.
See, I don't think that the Germans knew exactly what they were dealing with when they came to some of the Liverpoolian mums.
Hello. But then I went, look at that. Hitler never done that. Well, this much mess.
It's great. And I think in the way we are today and all that's going on, and it seems like everybody gets offended so easily and all this sort of stuff. And I think we need, Chrissy, your kind of humour and that which you bring to the book. And I know from your stand-up and stuff like that.
Oh, lovely. Thank you.
No, the reason I say it is because I think, for me, whenever I'm going through a bad time, I'll stick some comedy Only Fools and Horses on or something, you know?
Yeah.
Or I'll watch a stand-up comedian because it lifts you. And I think it's underrated what you guys do in helping people, you know, because I think, you know, people on holiday in Benidorm, they want a week's holiday and they want to get away from it, or they want to have a bit of event, they want a bit of life and, you know, family time together and so on. I think that really brings it all together. I'm going to ask you about Benidorm, of course. I'm quite new to Benidorm, me and my family. We've only just started watching it really in the last year or so, and we're watching it from the beginning. How did you end up doing Benidorm in the first place, Chrissy?
Well, I was being a comic in Benidorm. I was working in the club Morgan's Tavern, which ended up becoming Neptune's Theatre. Neptune's in the programme. And when I come off this man, he said, can I have a word with you? And it was Darren Litton, the writer.
Wow.
And a woman and this other man. Jeffrey, and they said, we're doing this thing about Benidorm, and would you play the manageress? And I said, well, yeah, you want.
Brilliant.
So I never auditioned, I just got asked, but they knew that I'd been an actress before.
Yeah.
But because of all, like, reality things, you sort of, you know, there's no wish.
Yeah.
So I went to Benidorm, and that's what happened. So everything's for a reason, I think.
Right, we a few years, before I got into watching Benidorm about 2 years ago, I booked into this hotel called the Pelicanas Orcas.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm in, and as I'm looking through the TripAdvisor, it says this is the one where they film Benidorm, and I thought to myself, fantastic. And on the actual Benidorm TV series, they make the hotel out to be a bit of a dump, but it's actually quite a nice hotel, isn't it? Really,
it's a lovely hotel. Yeah. They just use the pool at the back, because it's got another pool, and then it sort of separates into a figure eight and another pool at the back, so they blocked that off and they done that. The hotel, inside the hotel, was actually, have you ever been to Benidorm Palace?
A long time ago, yeah.
Well, if you look to, come out of Benidorm Palace, look to the left, just a little bit further up, there's a big massive pink house.
All right, yeah.
And that's where they've done all the interior of Benidorm, inside that pink house.
So that's me thinking it was all across the road from the Neptune.
It wasn't a house, it was like a building, you know what I mean, yeah.
Yeah, and the Neptune's not in the hotel either, is it? That's
Morgan's Tavern. Yeah.
And it must be great when you're filming it there to be a part in all the tourists coming along and seeing Benidorm being filmed. It must be great to touch base with everybody and the fans of the show.
Oh, it was fabulous. And it was so nice because when we were filming inside Morgan's Tavern, God love them, they're on holiday and they used to stand outside for hours waiting for us to come out. And that was nice, you know, when they shout your name and, you know, and then when I wasn't in Benidorm anymore, they used to go, get back in Benidorm. I'm like, oh, God, you know, there's life outside Benidorm.
Yeah. So, the saddest bit of Benidorm, we've just been watching it, is the guy's name's gone out of my head now. He played Madge's husband.
The
actor passed away, didn't he? His name
played Mel.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, so that was really sad. But I think it's got a lot of fans, hasn't it? It's been really.
So, well, if you watch a program called Sid James, he played Sid
that's
James.
That's right. Yes,
that,
I remember that. Yeah.
Absolutely uncannily like him in the film.
Well, the funny thing is, I was watching, we're just having a chat here, aren't we? I was just watching Benidorm, and I said to my wife, I said, that guy plays Mel there, you know what, he could play Sid James. And then I looked up online and I found out he did play Sid James, because I must have seen some mannerisms in him.
But he was marvellous.
I know Benidorm's come to an end now, hasn't it? And I know that your part, you left Benidorm a while ago, but you came back a few times, is that right?
Yeah. In and out, like the SAS. In out.
Do you miss living in Spain?
It was good fun.
Do you miss living in Spain, Chrissy? Did you like that?
Well, I used to love Spain, but then I realised that I'd seen my grandkids from little, and then I come back and they're like nearly adults, and you miss all. And I didn't go intentionally to stay as long as I did.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I thought, I've been here all these years, and it was like, I don't like the heat, the sun. You know, I don't mind it when it's mild, but when it's that really horribly intense heat, and you can't breathe, and you're sweating, and you can't settle, I didn't like that. I didn't like the fact that there was no seasons. You know, in England, we have winter.
Yeah. That's what I miss. I miss that as well, yeah. I do miss that.
You know.
Now, you go back to Benidorm. I'm sure a couple of years ago I saw your name on some of the bars around.
I still go.
Yeah.
I still go to Benidorm. And that's my thank you to people who've been supportive of me for years. Because, you know, some of them all congregate in one area, which is Benidorm. Other than that, they live Wales, Scotland, blah, here, there, all over the country. So I get loads of messages going, when are you back in Benidorm?
Well,
I'm hoping to go in April.
Oh, brilliant.
Back again.
Well, we're broadcasting it. Sorry, Chris. We're broadcasting in Benidorm right now. And we broadcast in Mallorca and right across Marbella and Malaga, and we're in Benidorm, Costa Blanca. So there may be some of your friends listening right now to you on the radio. So there we go.
Well, I'll see you all soon.
Chrissy, I could be chatting with you all afternoon, I really could. Is the book selling well?
Well, yeah, it's going okay.
Good.
You know, it's not as good as the colouring books, obviously. But it's going okay. And if people in Benidorm are listening, Paul Chunks, And he's starting up a new madness thing, and I'm made up for him. I can't wait to go over and see it.
Now, I've got a question for you. You know the guy who does the singing? I'm not sure because I'm only like 3 or 4 seasons in on Benidorm. And he does the singing and he's like the entertainer. There's a lot of Tom Jones stuff. Is he a local entertainer in Benidorm? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Sean Foster Connolly, the big lad.
Yeah,
the
boy he's good, isn't he?
Yeah. I haven't seen him in Benidorm forever now, since then.
Oh, right, okay. So he's not around anymore.
I don't know whether he's still doing singing or not, but yeah. I haven't seen him in Benidorm for a while, so...
Well, do you think Benidorm will come back? Do you think it'll...
Well, it's on tour in a plane. It's really doing well, and I'm so pleased for them that it's doing so well.
Okay, and, so you never know, do you?
You never say never, really, so you just hopefully that it will, you know, for them.
Well, so, Chrissy, listen, if you're in Benidorm in April, you never know, we might pop over and say hello, because we go there a few times. So, Chrissy, thanks for coming on. Really appreciate your time here on Talk Radio Europe.
Thank you for taking time to bring us.
That's it, and all the best with the book, and have a great Christmas, Chrissy. Take care.
Oh, thank you, you too.
Bye-bye. Brilliant. Bye, thank you. Bye-bye now. There we are, Chrissy Rock on her book, Scouse, Choppers and Space Hoppers, A Liverpool Life of Happy Days and Hard Times. It's available if you go to studio@tre.radio. You can, tre.radio website, you can get the book on our bookshop banner there.